Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Well, guys, he's at it again, my guy. AD, AP, whatever you want to call him, he's back in the news. Former Vikings Pro Bowl running back Adrian Peterson was arrested over the weekend in Texas on DWI and gun charges. Stop me if you've heard this before. It is the second DWI in 7 months for the Texas native and 2012 MVP, Adam Carter. Will Adrian Peterson ever get out of his own way?
I hope so. It sounds like the young man needs some help, and I don't want to... It's easy to roll our eyes and say, give me a break, this guy, you know. I think for a lot of athletes, when their day on the field is done, that there's a mentality where they need that adrenaline rush somewhere else. I have no idea. I don't know Adrian Peterson. I am not qualified to make a psychological assessment of the man. All I'm saying is that I think is a thing, and he's clearly needs some help because he was a great football player, had a great career, and I want him to be around, and I want him to have a success story of saying, you know, I had some demons and I overcame them. So I only hope for the best for Adrian Peterson.
Sure. There's also a thing called growing up.
Yep.
You have reached the pinnacle of your career. You won at life. You got everything you wanted, dreaming as you were a child. You've also been surrounded by agents and managers and coaches.
Yep.
You have had been
hangers
given,
on.
But you have been given every opportunity to get your bleep together. I guarantee he has. I'm sure he has been offered treatment. And I understand addiction is a huge problem. But with all of the resources that you have, at some point, you have to grow up.
Well said.
Right.
Well said. All right. Timberwolves fans got to see feel a little nostalgia last night. They brought back the trees. They also had a new aesthetic added to it where they have theater-style lighting for the court to kind of give more focus on the action going on at the game, obviously. We saw the tree look, from 96 to 2008. Quite a few games they'll be kind of repping the black tree jerseys and the tree trim on the court, old school logo, you name it. Jordan, I know you're from Jersey, and I don't know exactly the timeline as far as when you were here, but how do you feel about the Timberwolves reverting back to their old school tree ways?
Here's the deal. This is just... another way to sell jerseys.
Exactly.
I mean, that let's just be real about this. Stop with the whole, I was actually jersey shamed at one point. When we got the twins back, you know, like 8 years ago or whatever it was, they sent us over jerseys with our names on it. It was a very nice gesture. We had a big hoopla party for them down in the Cambria Gallery. And they gave us jerseys, you know. And I still wear that jersey. It has my name on it. I wore it, you know, when we did opening day maybe a couple of years
ago. When we were down on the field for the playoff game.
And I was jersey shamed. And I was like, wait a minute. What? I don't understand this culture of having to buy a new jersey every season.
Yeah.
In fact, I prefer like an old school vintage jersey. Mine was only 8 years old, not quite vintage. So you know what? That's great, but let's not jersey shame people who can't afford. How much do they cost now? $120
More? Probably. Yeah.
More?
Yeah.
Let's not jersey shame people that can't afford new jerseys for their whole family every season. So that's great, Timberwolves. Good try. I will not be purchasing one.
But a lot of people do, which is why it's brilliant for all these pro teams to come up with different uniform combinations. I will say this. I never was a fan. I know people go nuts over those because that was like the jerseys when KG was here and they made their first Western Conference final. I'm not a huge fan of that look, but it looked good last night, including Bones Highland, who wears number 8. Yes. He's got the same kind of hair as Latrell Sprewell.
Oh,
looked like I was having flashbacks. Is that Latrell? I need to feed my family Sprewell out there.
Gotta be able to feed the family.
Yeah.
Baby.
Wait. Is somebody's name Bones?
Bones Highland. He's Timberwolves guard. Yeah.
Is that his real name or is that a nickname like on Star Trek?
It's Nishan
Bones.
Lee Bones.
I like
quotes,
Bones. That's
Highland.
A good nickname.
Oh, okay. So it's a nickname. That's adorable. Okay. Yeah. Good Halloween nickname, by the way.
Yeah.
Drafted by the Nuggets in 21. Good player. I love the trees. I as I grew up watching KG going to Wolves games all the time, la-di-da, that is my childhood. So I love. And plus, all you guys getting your jerseys now, you're late to the party. I already bought my KG Trees black jersey at Shields a few years ago, so I'm ahead of all of you. Moving on to some good positive news from the shutdown. A lot of people are being affected by this as we're now, almost a month into this. And MSP is stepping up to help support TSA officers so far since October 1st. This is the second largest shutdown. And the MAC, Metropolitan Airports Commission, is partnering with the Armed Forces Service Center to provide food for those not receiving paychecks at the TSA due to the shutdown. Adam, your thoughts on some positive news coming out of this?
Thankful to those people stepping up because those workers are critical, and I feel for them because they have no, other than just being pawns in this whole thing, they have no influence over what's happening, and it really sucks. And thankfully, people are stepping up to help them because we need those people on the job. And boy, let me tell you something, if you're flying or traveling through airports, be cognizant of that and, you know,
be nice to them.
To them. And
it's a thankless job as it is. So just be nice.
Amen.
Extra nice.
Yep.
And also, I don't like this. Oh, they're going to get paid. Of course, they're going to get paid. Boo hoo. I don't like that attitude. These people are missing a paycheck. Like, that's huge. So many. I bet the majority of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is terrible. And I'd like your advice, Adam. Be nice to them if you're traveling, because they're struggling. They are. And it's not our fault. It's our impotent government's fault. Okay, it is our fault for voting for these people, but it's our government's fault that this is happening. Yeah, the Republicans and the Democrats.
52 to 69% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So,
by the way, those people criticizing are the idiots sitting on their couch in front of their computer eating Cheetos and doing nothing with their jobs and careers. So, yeah. A popular movie franchise is getting a sequel in the next year. Are you guys fans of the Ocean's movies?
For sure.
Yes.
Danny Ocean? Yeah. Ocean's 11.
Yeah,
love
I think
it.
They played it out enough.
Mm. Well, I mean, yeah, the last one was a.
Are you
just
kidding?
Awful.
Like Brad Pitt and George Clooney? Come on. Tell me you're not going to see that.
No.
Throw Julia Roberts in there? Oh,
no.
Gosh,
people say you look a lot like Brad Pitt, too.
We get mistaken.
There is a the script is finished for Ocean's 14, according to George Clooney. It is set to start filming in 2026. No word yet on if Chauncey Billups or Terry Rozier will star in the film, but It is confirmed to begin filming next year, and we all had the women's Ocean's 8 in 2018, and this original cast were last featured in 2007's 13. Jordana, will you be going to see Ocean's 14? And does something like this appeal to you in the year of our Lord, 2025?
Yeah, I'll probably like wait for it to come to Netflix or something. I probably won't pay money. That's a good movie to just snuggle down, get the fire going.
Watch it at home movie.
And get some popcorn, microwave. Yeah, I'm probably not. I ran to the movie to see the Bruce Springsteen movie, but I think I'll Netflix and chill that.
Yeah.
Adam, does that sound fun? No, you won't? Okay.
If somebody puts it on while I'm sitting there, maybe I'll get interested in it. But if I have zero expectations about it, then I'll probably enjoy it.
So. Just someone just randomly just switches to it while you're just chilling.
Sure.
Yeah. Can we respond? Oh, wait, are we done, Josh?
Yeah, we're done.
Yes, we are.
Can
we
respond to this text that said, if you're over the age of 12, you don't need to be wearing a jersey unless you're on the field. Is that true? I thought people always wear jerseys.
Well, there's a certain segment of the population that says if you're an adult, don't wear a jersey.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I say hogwash on that.
Yeah, no, it's stupid.
Do we need to take a poll about this?
Yeah. Sure.
651-461-9226.
Is it stupid for adults to wear jerseys?
Oh, okay, let's talk next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So really, adults aren't supposed to wear jerseys? I mean, they make them in large sizes, and the Timberwolves sell them every year, and the Twins do, and the Vikings do, and I see a lot of purple jerseys on grown-ass men when I watch the football.
Good luck telling that to Viking fans.
So what's the story about? We got this text that said, if you're over the age of 12, you don't need to be wearing a jersey unless you're on the field.
I think that's just... There's a certain segment of the population that feels that's you're being too much of a childish fan if you wear a jersey. I say hogwash. If you support the team, get a jersey. I like the looks of jerseys.
Yeah,
and also it looks great in when it's on TV and the players want to look out and see the sea of purple, or right? Don't they want to see people?
I don't think they care.
Oh, they don't care?
I don't think they care about that.
Oh.
Their job is to play the game. I mean, they always say, oh, yeah, you know, it's great to see so many fans. I don't think they care.
They don't care. Okay.
No, there's nothing wrong with wearing a jersey, especially in this this casual environment that we live in now. Nobody, you know, you're not going to a church service. You're going to a game or if you want to watch the game in your home. I do find it a little strange if somebody's sitting in their own house watching a game and they decide to don the jersey.
I think that's sitting adorable.
I do all the time, especially hockey.
Wear
some athletic shorts and throw on the jersey?
Why?
Boom.
Why, though? When you're just by yourself watching the game in the house?
I'm not going to say all the time, but if it's a big enough event, game, I will. If it's like, you know,
but why do you do that? What?
Just because comfortability, but just more so pride, I guess. I don't know. Okay. There's not like to the point of.
I mean, you're still the same guy without that jersey on. You're still the fan of the Minnesota Wild without that jersey on, sitting in your house watching the game.
Also, when you're a large human being like me, sometimes the jersey goes over the body a little bit better than a t-shirt, so I don't have to gus myself.
I also. You do not need to defend yourself. Wearing a jersey at home is part of the game experience. I think you're going to sit down and watch a game. You're going to get your snacks. I think it's get your giant foam finger, for goodness sake, sitting on the couch.
Wow.
Do your thing. I think that's part of the fun. Like if I were, my first husband and I used to host large Super Bowl parties, and it was so fun when people came with their didn't have a jersey.
Well, that's a
like
party,
a
though. Everybody shows up. Yeah, it's very communal to put on your jersey, and you go to a bar to watch the Vikings. Most people are wearing Vikings gear,
and is that okay?
Absolutely.
So if you're over 12, well, you'd have to be.
I'm not shaming him for doing that. I'm just wondering why, if you're in your house by yourself, why do you feel the need to don that jersey?
Again, I'm over my skis here, but I'm assuming because you're excited. You're a true fan, and you're excited
for your skis. You're our sports expert.
Somebody says it's getting in the spirit, Adam.
Okay.
So if you like at Christmas time, if you're celebrating Christmas by yourself, sorry if you are. Do you put in a Christmas sweater on?
You should. A super ugly one.
But also, if you're going to a Super Bowl party with a jersey, you're also talking to people probably through most of the game. You're not going to watch the game, the team that you're repping on your jersey. So there's a give and take with that as well. So if you are wearing a jersey, chances are, if you're at a large gathering, you're only going to be paying attention to the team that you're cheering for half the time and talking to people at the party the other half. So there's a point to what Adam is also trying to say in that as well.
People are ripping me. I'm glad Adam thinks he's superior to those of us who sometimes don a jersey on game. I'm not. I'm just asking questions. That's all.
Someone
I'm
says
doing.
Paid for the jersey. I want to use it. Amen, sure. Brother or sister.
Yeah.
I think you absolutely like. For example, do you wear your college sweatshirts?
I used to have one. I haven't worn one in a long time.
I have a pair of Syracuse sweatpants that were purchased in 1990.
Well, that's a couple.
That I still wear
You're
today.
You're still proud that you can still fit in those, for one thing.
Sweatpants, for God's sakes.
I know, but they're good, comfortable sweatpants.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
And you're at the same time, you're repping your college. I get it.
All right.
I'm totally in that mode, by the way. Like, I've got St. Kate's sweatpants
that I wore
this weekend.
I wear my Badger stuff. I wear my University of Minnesota sweatshirt. I wear my University of Georgia sweatshirts. Like, I'm paying for it, so I am repping the gear.
Somebody says, you wear the jersey at home, even if nobody's there, in case someone comes to the door. Like, ooh, Kevin O'Connell's going to show up at the door and say, hey, thanks for wearing that jersey, buddy.
I don't know.
Can you play offensive line, by the way? We need it.
I like the idea of especially for the game. Like, where else would you wear it? I'm not wearing it to the Target. And I got to be honest, those jerseys are not that comfortable. It's not like they're cozy, comfy fabric.
Oh, I think so. Like the hockey jerseys are. Like a hockey jersey is a good kind of.
Oh, it is. It's comfortable.
Yeah, it's a good.
So is it wrong to wear Twins jerseys at Twins Fest?
Not at all.
Okay.
Adam, no wonder the Vikings lost Thursday. If you'd worn your jersey, it would have been different.
Thanks.
Somebody says, I wear my Twins hat even out of season. Should I not wear it in the off season? Also, I want to cover my bald spot. No.
Double duty. I get it.
Ball caps are an entirely different conversation. A majority of my hats are baseball hats. By the way, I have both a Los Angeles Dodgers hat and a Toronto Blue Jays hat.
Oh, so yeah, you are Mr. Perfect.
I just like the looks of it.
Yeah, you just want to be right just in case.
Well, I wore my Blue Jays hat on Saturday night, and they lost.
Yeah, well.
Or Friday night.
Yeah, and you're 0-2, Vikings and Blue Jays. Way to go.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm a musician in a jam band. That's right, Adam, a jam band.
Nice.
I often wear Twins jerseys on stage because the material is great for sweating.
It is.
And I get to rep Minnesota. T-shirts get way too wet with all the sweating. Like, how fun is that?
I love
when
that.
when your rock star comes out with your jersey, yeah. That's fun. I know it's corny and they're, but come on, that's fun.
Someone did call too and say it's great to wear at home, especially when you need to wipe the Cheeto dust on something when you're watching the game at home.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Not nice. Okay, well, now we've solved that. I don't know what we've solved. I still think wearing jerseys is okay, and I want to see.
I do too. I just was wondering why, in the comfort of your home by yourself, yeah. You're still wearing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.